T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Q104, 90s, 2000s, and now. The Q Morning Show. I'm Bill Ryan. Good morning. Let's get to this morning's morning motivation. I saw this yesterday. I feel like I should read this quote every day. And here it is. You don't always have to be on top of things. Not all days are the same. Not everything goes as planned. And it is okay. Be patient with yourself. I'm trying to be patient. Q104, 90s, 2000s, and now. I'm Bill Ryan. This is the Q Morning Show. Let's continue with the 30-day song challenge. I am more than halfway through it. We're at day number 18, and today's challenge, a song you'd love to be played at your wedding. Well, I'm already married, and Paula and I eloped in Vegas, so we had exactly zero songs played at our wedding. And our song, if we have a song together, is a song by Van Morrison. So not something I can play on Q104. So the song I decided on for today, it's a song that I would want to be played at my wedding if I were getting married today. Let's go with this one. I've always loved this one. Steven Sanchez, Until I Found You. Q104. Q104, 90s, 2000s, and now the Q Morning Show. It's Bill Ryan. So you see this on social media all the time, from celebrities especially, sharing their elaborate, complicated morning routines. I always see these popping up. But experts say we don't need all that. Instead, they recommend focusing on a couple of easy steps you can realistically do in the morning. The number one thing to do to start off your day right, skip your cell phone. For many of us, including me, grabbing our phone is literally the first thing we do in the morning since we use it as an alarm. At least I do. Even at 4 in the morning, I will shut off my alarm on the phone. And then the first thing I do is I check emails, even though nobody has emailed me between 10 p.m. and 4 a.m. And then, like an idiot, too, I'll open up Instagram. I got to stop doing that. Number two on this list, hydrate. Dietitians and nutritionists advise replenishing your body with water as soon as you wake up, like drinking a glass before you have your first cup of coffee. I used to do this, sort of. I would drink a hot cup of coffee with lemon. A hot cup of water with lemon, because I had heard that that was supposed to help with weight loss as well. I should get back to doing that. Number three on this list, the four things you should include in your morning routine. Take time for you. Think about what your goals are for your morning and customize this step to meet them. If you want to focus on fitness, schedule a quick workout. The idea is to get the positive flow going, which will help you move on to the more challenging tasks of your day. And lastly, fuel your body. To do this, you will want a healthy, filling, protein-packed breakfast that'll energize you for the day. I start out with one piece of whole grain toast with peanut butter. I don't know if that's enough fuel for the day, but that's what I'm doing right now. So we have group therapy coming up. Kim and it's either Avon or Avon Lake. She is planning on or thinking about uninviting an 8-year-old from her son's birthday party. It's her son's frenemy. She'll explain next. The Q Morning Show.
We'll be back faster than the cars drive on 77. Q104.
No, it was last night.
Q104, 90s, 2000s, and now. The Q Morning Show. I'm Bill Ryan. Kim from Avon Lake joining me right now. Kim, good morning.
Good morning.
Kim came to us because she wants some group therapy.
Yes.
And I said, yes, Kim, let's try to help you out. Kim, what's going on with you?
I'm having this dilemma with my son.
Mm-hmm.
He has a frenemy. Do you know what that is?
Yes, I believe I do. So that means that they're friends, but also they kind of clash a little bit. So
yes.
Okay. So So not enemies, but sometimes they get along, so they're frenemies.
Love and hate. So my son and this boy, they have been friends since they were toddlers.
Okay. Before you continue, I think we should come up with fake names for the boys, because otherwise I'm going to get confused. So let's say that your son, can we call him Lucas?
Sure.
Okay. And then let's say Lucas's frenemy, let's just say Ben.
Okay, Lucas and Ben.
Okay, Lucas and Ben. Your son is Lucas. Okay, so go ahead.
So Lucas and Ben have been friends since they were toddlers.
Mm-hmm.
But they have done this thing since then where one week they're best friends and the next week they're mortal enemies and they hate each other. And that's just how it's gone.
And they're both 34 years old.
No, they're both 8 years old.
Oh, so okay. All right.
At first it was very cute, and now it's becoming less cute. And the issue right now is that they have birthdays that are very close to each other.
Mm-hmm.
And so Ben, the friend, mm-hmm. He had his birthday party a few weeks ago, and we arrived at his party, like we've arrived at every other of his birthday parties. Mm-hmm. And he started screaming, "What is my son? What is Lucas doing here? I hate Lucas. I told you not to invite Lucas to this humongous scene."
Oh, that breaks my heart.
It was so sad. And
yeah.
My son was distraught. And then he, you know, didn't feel free. He had to hang around me for the party. He basically left in tears.
Oh, I'm so sorry, Kim.
Yes. Thank you.
Poor Lucas, which really isn't his real name. That's a fake name. But poor Lucas.
Thank you. Yes. I mean, no one wants to see their baby cry, right?
Yeah, I know.
And my friend apologized to me many times, and she apologized to Lucas. However, I don't think she's handling this very well. Like, she doesn't control her son at all. She doesn't really discipline him. So she said once, like, "Oh, Ben, that's not nice." That's all she did.
So Ben is screaming that Lucas is at the party, but she's just saying, "Oh, Ben, please stop. That's not very nice of you to treat your friends that way."
Exactly.
Okay.
And then, like, walks away. So I didn't like that. I mean, she apologized after, but I really feel like she didn't handle that well. And here's the big thing. The big thing is now it's my son's birthday. It's in 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
And he doesn't want to invite Ben, this, you know, boy, to his party. And if I'm being very honest, I don't want to invite him either.
It's kind of hard to blame him, and it's kind of hard to blame you.
Yeah, I thank you. I just don't want a big scene, and I don't want Lucas to be upset. It's his day. You know, I don't want him to cry. I don't want him to be yelled at. So I don't know what to do, because even though I think it might be right not to invite this boy, I know that my friend is not going to understand why they aren't invited.
Yeah.
Because they have been invited to every birthday party we have had,
mm-hmm.
and vice versa. I don't know. Should I invite him and just cross my fingers and hope that a scene doesn't happen, but I really think one will? Or do I not invite them and take the consequences, because I know for sure my friend is not going to handle it well?
Yeah, that's a dilemma that you're in. Wow. Off the top of my head, I have no idea how I would handle that. I can understand why it sounds like you're conflicted as well. It probably doesn't make you feel good to exclude an 8-year-old boy from a birthday party, especially one of your friend's sons. But at the same time, it's your son's day. It's Lucas's day. And he deserves the right to have a fun party without having one of his friends start yelling at him about whatever.
Exactly. I mean, I do feel guilty. Who wants to say, you know, to an 8-year-old boy, you can't come.
Right. Okay.
Yeah, I just don't want to mess it up for him.
216-474-0104. Kim, we'll take your case. I am quite certain that there's a mom or a dad listening right now that through this and can give you some good advice.
Okay. I really need help. So thank you.
Group therapy, 216-474-0104. The Q Morning Show, Q104. Q104, the Q Morning Show. It's Bill Ryan. Group therapy is happening right now for Kim in Avon, who has a son named Lucas, and Lucas has a friend named Ben. They're both right around 8 years old, and they've been friends forever, but they're also frenemies. I think if you're a parent, you know that pretty much every kid has a frenemy. And a few weeks ago at Ben's birthday party, so this is the friend, at Ben's birthday party, Kim's son, Lucas, walked in, and Ben's like, why is Lucas here? I told you I didn't want him at my party. And he made a scene. Lucas felt terrible. He was in tears and did not enjoy himself at the birthday party. Now, coming up in a few weeks, it's Lucas's birthday. Kim is putting together the party. Kim is considering not inviting Ben because of his behavior a few weeks ago at his party. And because she doesn't want to ruin Lucas's party by having Ben there. I'm going to get out of the way. I'm just going to take some calls here. Julie in Parma Heights, good morning. What are your thoughts on group therapy?
Good morning. So my thought is, at the end of the day, it's our responsibility as a parent to protect our child. And, you know, I know they've been friends for a long time, and the mother may be upset, the other child's mother. But she's an adult, and she should understand that they're having a conflict. So maybe give them a break from each other until, you know, they're able to agree to disagree. I mean, they're 8 years old. But I guess ultimately at the end of the day, as parents, it's our job to prevent that from happening. And it already happened once. So in anticipation, it may happen again. It's her responsibility to protect him.
Thank you, Julie. Appreciate you calling in and listening to the show and chiming in. Patty's in Avon. Patty, good morning to you.
Good morning. I am in the same vein as Julie. I think that, you know, it is our job to protect our kids. But also, this is one of those situations where both boys need to learn that your actions have consequences. And this, if the mom lets just invites this boy because of the friendship with the other mom and the fact that these boys have been friends forever without them sitting down first and talking about what happened and how that made Lucas feel, then Lucas is just getting the message that he can be a doormat for people and that's not okay. And then the other boy is getting the message that he can do anything he wants and people will still like him.
And I think one of Kim's concerns is that her friend hasn't really said anything to her son, Ben, about his behavior. And I don't think she knows how to have the conversation with her friend.
Well, I wonder if she calls her friend and says, you know, I really think it would be good if we could get the boys together. They've been friends for a long time, and what happened was unfortunate, but I think we need to talk about it before they can move forward in whichever way they decide to.
I like that. Thank you, Patty. I appreciate it. Mary is listening in Cleveland. Mary, good morning.
Hi. First, I assume this isn't a situation where every single kid in the entire classroom is going to get invited except for this boy. I assume it's just, you know, she's putting out the invitation. But
I would make the same assumption, yeah.
Okay. And if she's, you know, got this friendship with the mom, I definitely think a conversation needs to be had very soon saying, hey, based on some of the recent behavior with these boys and based on what happened at your son's birthday party, my son really doesn't feel like he's ready to have your son come to this birthday party based on some hurt feelings. And how do you feel about that? And I'm not quite sure how to get past this. I don't want it ruining our friendship. but I have to respect his feelings for this. And maybe that'll open a conversation and maybe they can figure out why the boys are fighting so much. But it might also just be a point, like, why force the friendship if it's a negative dynamic?
I think great points by everybody, Julie, Patty, Mary. So, Kim, I think it's okay. I know you feel guilty for not inviting Ben to the party, but I think the advice is clear. Go to your friend, maybe set up a play date with Lucas and Ben where it's just the two of them, because they're frenemies. Sometimes that works when it's just the two kids together. They can have fun, maybe on their own, have the conversation, and good luck. I know this isn't easy, but I don't think you need to feel guilty, as the callers are telling you this morning. The Q Morning Show. It's group therapy on the Q Morning Show. Good morning.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
It's the Q Morning Show, Q104. My name is Bill Ryan. This is Battle of the Burbs. This is me hitting wrong buttons. That's exactly what's happening right now. So let's go to our contestants. Let's meet our contestants here. Kelly in Brook Park, a graduate of Parma High School. Good morning.
Good morning.
You are going to be taking on Ryan in North Ridgeville, a graduate of Strongsville High School. Ryan, good morning to you.
Good morning, Bill.
So what I have been informed, Kelly and Ryan are first-time players.
Yeah, this might be rough.
That's right.
Well, as you can probably already tell, I mean, it's how much more rough can it be than me hosting the show right now? It's not usually this discombobulated, but it's me by myself hosting the show. You guys are going to do great. Thank you for calling in. Thank you for listening to the show. Your name is your buzzer. Best of five in this trivia challenge will win Lauren Daigle tickets for next month at Rocket Mortgage Fieldhouse. Are you ready to play?
I'm ready.
I'm ready.
Let's go. Here's question number one. Melissa Joan Hart, the actress, she's having a birthday today, by the way. She was the star of the TV show Sabrina the Teenage Blank.
Wait, Kelly.
Kelly.
Which?
Which is correct. So Kelly gets a point. Question number two. Paul Revere, on his famous horse ride, was warning everyone that who was coming?
Ryan.
Ryan.
The British.
The British were coming. That's correct. We're tied up at one. Question number three. The long-running daytime soap opera Days of Our Lives takes place in what fictional city? No fans of Days of Our Lives here?
Ryan. Is it the city of Salem?
It is Salem.
Oh.
Ryan goes up 2-1. Question number four. So, Kelly, you need this one just to tie the game. Ryan, you could win. What South Korean boy band achieved global success with the song Dynamite back in 2020? No K-pop fans here?
No.
That was BTS. BTS. And question number five, same stakes are on the line. What streaming service released the highly popular TV series called Squid Game?
Kelly.
Ryan.
Kelly.
Netflix.
Netflix is correct. Kelly, you win.
All I do is win, 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 no matter what. Got money on my mind.
It's that easy, Kelly.
Yay.
So you have tickets for Lauren Daigle next month at Rocket Mortgage Fieldhouse.
Great. Thank you.
There you go. A first time. Somebody had to win for the first time, either you or Ryan. Kelly, thanks so much for finding us and for calling in this morning to play Battle of the Burbs.
Thank you.
The Q Morning Show. It's Q104. Q104. 90s, 2000s, and now. The Q Morning Show. I'm Bill Ryan. So one more sleep until the release of the Tortured Poets Department, the new album from Taylor Swift. Actually, there's people who won't be sleeping at all tonight, because at midnight tonight, there will be an album listening party on Q104. It's going to be hosted by one of our colleagues here at Odyssey, our company. His name is Brew. He's going to be playing tracks from the album as soon as they're released tonight. Listen, tonight at midnight on Q104, or if you stream us on the Odyssey app. Speaking of the Odyssey app, there is a special channel set up right now. So you can access this whenever you want. It's called Tay All Day. Taylor Swift tracks, custom content from Taylor herself that is streaming exclusively on the Odyssey app right now. And then here on Q104, we will continue to play Taylor tracks and the first single from the album tomorrow morning. And this weekend on Q104, it is a Q104 winning weekend where you can win the Tortured Poets Department Phantom Clear Vinyl Edition. That sounds like a big deal, including never-before-seen photos, replicas of handwritten lyrics, and 16 tracks on the album, plus a bonus track called The Manuscript. All of this courtesy of Universal Music Group. How did you lose your ring? Did you hear about this? Jason Kelce lost his Super Bowl ring. And when you hear how he lost it, you're going to say, yeah, that makes sense. That's next on the Q Morning Show.
Oh, but instead, I only wish you the best.
Q104, 90s, 2000s, and now. The Q Morning Show. It's Bill Ryan. So how did you lose your ring? Here's how I understand this story. Jason Kelce and his brother, Travis, Taylor's boyfriend, were in Cincinnati back on April 11th for a live event in conjunction with their podcast. And during this event, there was a chili eating contest. And the way that I understand this, contestants had to dig through these giant vats of chili and look for replica Jason Kelce Super Bowl rings. But somehow, in all this chaos, Jason took off his real Super Bowl ring and it got wrapped in a towel. Someone actually put it inside one of the vats of chili, and that's how they lost it. They threw all of that chili away after the event. They did try to sift through the chili looking for the real ring. They couldn't find it. So Jason thinks it's in some landfill in Cincinnati right now. This is so on brand for Jason Kelce, isn't it? Here's Jason talking about it on his podcast.
There was an unfortunateness. As you guys know, this game existed because I continually lose my Super Bowl ring. And I don't even know if Travis still knows this, but I legitimately lost my Super Bowl ring in this event.
So how did you lose your ring? And you know I'm not talking about your Super Bowl ring, unless you had one too and you lost it. I mean your engagement ring, your wedding ring, whatever it is. 216-474-0104. I have never lost my wedding ring. I have the original, still wearing it to this day. My brother has lost his wedding ring twice, once on a camping trip and another time in the Pacific Ocean when he was in Hawaii. How did you lose your ring? How and where? 216-474-0104.
Let's take a journey.
Q104, the Q Morning Show. It's Bill Ryan. So Jason Kelce has lost his Super Bowl ring. I guess that he has done this multiple times, but this time it looks like he has lost it for good. It's a long story, but his Super Bowl ring ended up in a vat of chili, and that got thrown away, so he believes it's gone. Just wondering how you lost your ring. Let's go to Jeremy in Shaker Heights. Jeremy, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Doing well. Are we talking about a wedding ring here?
It's actually my wife's. It was her wedding ring and her engagement ring.
Okay. How and where did you lose the engagement ring?
We were at home, right? We'd only been married for a few months, and she had put some, like, that fruity-smelling lotion, like Bath & Body Works lotion, on her hands. And she took the rings off and put them on her nightstand, and she was out working in the yard. And when she came back in, she couldn't find them. We tore the house apart. She's like, I think the dog ate my rings. I said, that's ridiculous. There's no way. Kept looking. Finally, I was like, it was a Saturday. I was like, okay, we'll take the dog to the emergency vet just to put your mind at ease. And sure enough, they did an x-ray, and there they were.
And do they come out naturally?
That's the thing. We were going to have like an endoscopy to use the scope to get them out, but yeah. the machine was broken. So they said, why don't you just wait till the next day? And sure enough, the next morning, I was out yard with a stick, and yeah, we were able to recover. We took them right to, we rinsed them off as best we could. Then we took them right to the jewelry store to be properly cleaned. But we had the x-ray at home and displayed it for a while as a funny reminder of what can go wrong.
Yeah, because otherwise nobody would believe it, right? If you didn't have that x-ray, or even you wouldn't, if you didn't see that x-ray, you would never believe it, right? You would just think that your wife
Absolutely
was careless.
Not.
You would think that she just lost her rings, and now you have the x-ray to prove it.
Yep, and it was very on brand for that particular dog. He was a sweetheart, but he wasn't the brightest bulb in the box.
And of course, you get to sift through the remains the following day. I would take that ring, and I would have my wife there, and I would just get down on one knee. Once again, I would pull it out, and I would just get down on one knee and just ask her to marry me all over again.
You know, I think we were just both so relieved that they came out and were intact that, that didn't occur to me at the time. But, you know, looking back, that would have been a good idea.
Thank you, Jeremy. I'm glad you got the ring back.
Thanks.
And you got a great story to tell as well. The Q Morning Show, it's Q104. Good morning. Q104. 90s, 2000s, and now. The Q Morning Show, I'm Bill Ryan. The Tortured Poets Department from Taylor Swift drops tonight. If you cannot wait to hear the album on Q104 tonight, there will be an album listening party beginning at midnight. We'll start playing the tracks as soon as they're released. Tomorrow morning, I will play the new single and anything else that I'm allowed to play tomorrow morning. And this weekend on Q104, we're giving away copies of the album, but this, not just the regular album, the special Phantom Clear vinyl edition. All this weekend on Q104, Taylor Mania is about to begin. I just saw this from Entertainment Weekly. They just published what they believe is the best song from all of Taylor's albums. Let's see if you agree. From the Taylor Swift album, Our Song. From the Fearless album, they believe the best song is You Belong With Me. From Speak Now, Mean. Entertainment Weekly says it's the best song. From Red, All Too Well. And from 1989, Entertainment Weekly believes that Blank Space is the best song off that album. What will be your favorite from Taylor's new album? I guess we'll find out tonight.
It's real life, real Cleveland. This is the Q Morning Show on Q104.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.